Mishnah and Mesachas Megillah, the first parak, the first Mishnah. Megillah nikris be'achad asar, b'shneim asar, b'shlosh asar, b'arba asar, b'chamisha asar. The Megillah can theoretically be read either on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th days of Adar, lo pachos v'lo yoser. Not earlier than that, and not later than that. When can all those days figure out? How does it work? So krachan hamukaf and chomim mimos Yeshua ben Nun, koren b'chamisha asar. Those cities that have been walled, since that have a wall around them, since the time of Yeshua, they read on the 15th day of Adar. Kfarim v'ayaros, gedolos, if it's a village or large cities, they're kohen ba'arba asar, they read on the 14th day of Adar. Elisha kfarim, magdim liyom haknisa. But there are times where those who live in small villages are going to read an earlier day. They're going to read on the Yom HaKnisa. Those are the days when the people in the village would go into the larger towns. The Mishnah goes on, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, the second Mishnah in Megillah. Ketzad, how does it work out that they would read on those different days of either the 11th, 12th, or 13th days of Adar? So Chal Lihi Yos Yom Arba Asar Basheni. If the 14th day of Adar falls out on Monday, so then Kfarim Vayaros Kedolos Korim Bo Bayom. So Monday was a day when people would go into the city, so most all the large cities and the small cities would all read on the regular on that day of Monday. And those that are walled read on the 15th day of Adar. If the 14th of Adar falls out on either Tuesday or Wednesday, so then the Kfarim are Makdim and Liyom HaKnisa. Those cities that are the small villages that can only read the Megillah when they go into the larger city. That's where they have to go to be able to hear it. So they would read on the Monday prior. So if even though Purim fell out really on Tuesday or Wednesday, they would read the Megillah in the larger city on the Monday before. Vayaros Gedolos Korim Bo Bayom. The larger cities would read on the actual 14th of Adar, which again is either Tuesday or Wednesday. Mukafas Choma Lamachar, and the wall cities will read on the following day on the 15th of Adar, which will end up being either Wednesday or Thursday. If it ends up the 14th day of Adar falls out on Thursday, so then Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Korim Bo Bayom, then both the small villages, because they would go into the big town anyway on Thursday, so they'll just hear it on the regular day on Thursday, which is the 14th of Adar, and the large cities always read it on the 14th, so they'll also read it on that Thursday. Umukafos Choma Lamachar, and those walled cities from the time of Yehoshua, those that have been walled for so long, all the way back to Yeshua, are going to read it on the next day, on that Friday. Chal Yos Erev Shabbos, if the 14th day of Adar ends up falling out on Friday, so in the Kfarim Makdim in Yom HaKnisa, those that have come from the small villages that can only read when they go into the larger cities, so they'll read it on Thursday, because that's when they go in, Monday and Thursday. So they'll read it on Thursday. Vayaros Gedolos Mukafos Choma Korim Bo Bayom. And then the larger cities will read on that Friday, and those that are in walled cities, even though normally they wait to read until Shabbos, they read on the 15th, when the 15th, in this case, is on Shabbos, they end up doing it one day earlier, they do it on Friday as well, on the 14th. Chal Yos Bashabbos, if it ends up falling out on Shabbos, the 14th day of Adar falls out on Shabbos, then Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos, Makdim V'Korim Yom HaKnisa, then both the small villages and the city, we don't read it on Shabbos, we push it up to the Thursday before, so that those in the small villages, those in the regular cities, all read it on the Thursday before. Umukafas Choma Lamachar, but those that always read it on the 15th, so this year the 15th would fall out on Sunday, so they read it normally on Sunday, which is their Tesvav. Chali Yos Achar Shabbos, if the 14th day of Adar falls out on Sunday, then the Kfarim Makdim Liyom HaKnisa, then those that are from the small villages, they read it the previous Thursday, because they can't read it where they are. It's only when they go into the bigger towns that they're able to read it. And they would go into the previous towns the previous Thursday, to the bigger towns the previous Thursday. Vayaros Gedolos Korim Bo Bayom, those in the larger cities would read it on their regular day, the 14th of Adar, which again is Sunday. Umukafas Choma Limachar, and those that live in walled cities would read it the following day, which is going to be Monday. So what we saw was how the Megillah can be read in a series of different days, the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th days of Adar, and depending on how it falls out, That's how sometimes, usually, those that are walled cities from the time of Yahushua will read on the 15th of Adar. Those that are from more established cities where they can read there will read on the 14th of Adar. And then the small villages that only read on the Monday or Thursday when they're able to go into the big cities, so that is, they read, depending on when it falls out, either the Monday and Thursday immediately prior to that day.